whispered conversations in overcrowded hallways.
Η Μούσα του musical.
So much to say, not just today, but always.
Μια περιπλάνηση μίησης στην τέχνη του μουσικού θεάτρου. Κρυμμένος στις κουίντες, ο Γιάννης Φίλιας. Στίβεν Ζόντχαϊμ, Σουίνι Τοντ, ο διαβολικός κουρέας της Οδουφλίτ. Μέρος δεύτερο.
Well, you know me. Bright ideas just pop into my head and I keep thinking. Seems a downright shame.
Shame?
Seems an awful waste. Such a nice plump frame. What's his name as? Ad has. Nor it can't be traced. Business needs a lift. Debts to be erased. Think of it as thrift, as a gift, if you get my drift. No? Seems an awful waste. I mean, with the price of meat, what it is, when you get it, if you get it.
Ha!
Good you got it. Take, for instance, Mrs. Mooney and a pie shop. Business never better using only pussycats and toast. And a pussy's good for maybe six or seven at the most. And I'm sure they can't compare as far as taste.
Mrs. Lovett, what a charming notion.
Well,
and eminently practical and yet appropriate waste. As always. Mrs. Lovett, how I've lived without you all these years, I'll never know.
Think about it, lots of other gentlemen will soon be cannon for a shame. Won't they think of
choice
all their
place? Oh, what's the sound of the world out there?
What, Mr. Todd, what is that sound?
Those crunching noises pervading the air.
Yes, Mr. Todd, yes, Mr. Todd, yes, all around.
It's man devouring man, my dear. And who are we to deny it in here? Ah, these are desperate times, Mrs. Lovett. And desperate measures must be taken.
Here we are now, hot out of the oven.
What is that?
It's priest. Have a little priest.
Is it really good?
Sir, it's too good, at least. Then again, they don't commit sins of the flesh. So it's pretty fresh.
Awful lot of fat.
Only where it's at.
Haven't you got poet or something like that?
No, you see, the trouble with poet is how do you know it's deceased? Try the priest.
Heavenly. Not as hearty as bishop, perhaps, but then not as bland as curate, either.
Good for business, too. Always leaves you wanting more. Trouble is, we only get it on Sundays. Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else, though, to follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Have you any dean?
No, but if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean. Though, of course, it tastes of wherever it's been.
Is that squire on the fire?
Mercinosa, look closer. You'll notice it's grosser.
Looks thicker, more like thicker.
No, it has to be grosser. It's green.
The history of the world, my love.
Save a lot of graves, do a lot of relatives' favors.
Is those below serving those up above?
Everybody shaves, so there should be plenty of flavors.
How gratifying for once to know that those above will serve those down below.
Now let me see. Are we we've got Tinker?
No, no. Something pinker.
Taylor.
Paler.
Butler.
Sutler.
Potter.
Hotter.
Locksmith. Lovely bit of clock.
Maybe for a lock.
Then again the sweep, if you want it cheap and you like it dark. Try the financier, peak of his career.
That looks pretty rank.
Well, he drank, it's a bank cashier. Last one really sold, wasn't quite so old.
Have you any beetle?
Next week, so I'm told. Beetle isn't bad till you smell it and notice how well it's been greased. Stick to priest. Now, this might be a bit stringy, but then, of course, it's a fiddle player.
No, no. This isn't fiddle player. It's piccolo player.
How can you tell?
It's piping hot.
Then blow on it first.
The history of the world, my sweet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, oh, Mr. Todd, what does it tell?
Is who gets eaten and who gets to eat.
And Mr. Todd, too, Mr. Todd, who gets to sell.
But fortunately, it's all so clear that everybody goes down well with me.
Marine doesn't appeal to you. How about Rear Admiral?
Too salty. I prefer General.
With or without his privates?
What is that?
It's fop. Finest in the shop. And we have some shepherds pie peppered with actual shepherd on top. And I've just begun. He's a politician, so oily. He's served with a doily of one.
Put it on a bun. Well, you never know if it's going to run.
Try the fryer, fry the dryer.
No, the clergy is really too coarse and too mealy.
The lactor, that's compactor.
Yes, and always arrives overdone. I'll come again when you have judge on the menu. Have charity towards the world, my pet.
Yes, yes, I know, my love.
We'll take the customers that we can get.
High born and low, my love.
We'll not discriminate great from small. No, we'll serve anyone, meaning anyone, and to anyone at all.
Εάν για κάτι δεν μπορούμε να κατηγορήσουμε τον Στίβεν Σοντχάιμ, είναι σίγουρα για εμμονές στη θεματολογία του ή για κοινοτοπία. Όχι. Άλλοτε ρομαντική φαρσοκομωδία, άλλοτε ψυχολογικός περίπατος μέσα σε έναν πίνακα ζωγραφικής, άλλοτε κοινωνικός προβληματισμός για τις μάζες, άλλοτε μπουρλέσκ, άλλοτε παραμύθι και εδώ, στον Sweeney Todd, μια αιματοβαμμένη μαύρη κωμωδία, και αν πάρω κάτι πίσω θα είναι το κωμωδία και όχι το μαύρη. Δεύτερη πράξη απόψε με τους υπέροχους Άντζελα Λάνσμπουρι και Λεν Καριούς τους πρωταγωνιστικούς ρόλους, αλλά και όλο το υπόλοιπο cast της πρώτης παρουσίασης του έργου στο Broadway το 1979. Enjoy!
Yes, they are, I can tell. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that aroma enriching the breeze is like nothing compared to its succulent sauces. The gourmets among you will tell you, of course. Ladies and gentlemen, you can imagine the rapture in store just inside of this door. There you'll sample Mrs. Lovett's meat pies, savory and sweet pies, as you'll see. You who eat pies, Mrs. Lovett's meat pies, conjure up the treat pies, used to be.
Over here, boy, how about some service? Let me have your father's ID. Let me have some service.
Come excuse me, how about?
Great mum,
quick now. gentlemen hear the birdies cheeping, helps to keep it cheery. Toby, throw the old woman out.
That's good.
What's your pleasure, dearie? Now we don't cut slices. Call me, ours is bleary. Toby, none for the gentlemen. I could up me prices. I'm a little leery. Business couldn't be better though.
That's good.
Knock on wood. Excuse me, dear. See to the customers. Yes, what? Love, quick. The trade is brisk.
But it's 6 o'clock.
So it's 6 o'clock.
It was due to arrive at 4:45.
And it's probably already done. But what it'll be.
Surprise! I feel you, Joanna. I feel you. Do they think that walls can hide you? Even now I'm at your window. I am in the dark beside you. Very sweetly in your yellow hair, Joanna.
And are you beautiful and pale with yellow hair like her? I'd want you beautiful and pale the way I've dreamed you were, Joanna. And if you're beautiful, what then, with yellow hair like wheat? I think we shall not meet again, my little dove, my sweet Joanna.
Sign of the devil, city on fire. Witch, witch, smell it, sir, an evil smell. Every night at the vespers bell, smoke that comes from the mouth of hell. City on fire, city on fire. Mischief, mischief, mischief.
And if I never hear your voice, my turtle dove, my dear, I still have reason to rejoice. The way ahead is clear, Joanna. And in that darkness when I'm blind with what I can't forget, it's always morning in my mind, my little lamb, my pet, Joanna. You stay, Joanna, the way I've dreamed you are. Oh, look, Joanna, a star, a shooting star.
Somebody look up there. Didn't I tell you, smell that air? City on fire. Quick, sir, run and tell. On a mole of the witch's spell. There it is, the unholy spell. Tell it to the people and the police as well. Tell them, help me. City on fire. City on fire. Mischief, mischief, mischief.
And though I'll think of you, I guess, until the day I die, I think I miss you less and less as every day goes by, Joanna. And you'd be beautiful and pale and look too much like her. If only angels could prevail, we'd be the way we were, Joanna. Wake up, Joanna, another bright red day. We learn, Joanna, to say.
Thank you.
top. I'm so happy I could eat you up, I really could. You know what I'd like to do, Mr. Top. What I dream, if the business stays as good, where I'd really like to go in a year or so. Don't you want to know?
Of course.
Do you really want to know?
Yes, yes, I do, I do.
By the sea, Mr. Todd, that's the life I have it. By the sea, Mr. Todd, oh, I know you'd love it. You and me, Mr. T, we could be alone in a house what we'd almost own down by the sea.
Anything you say.
Wouldn't that be smashing? With the sea at our gate, we'll have Kip and Herring. What have swum to a strait from the Straits of Bering. Every night in the Kip, when we're through our Kip, I'll be there slipping off your slippers by the sea with a fishy splashing by the sea. Would that be smashing down by the sea?
Anything you say, anything you say.
I can see us waking, the breakers breaking, the seagulls squawking. Then I go walking with you, you. I warm me bones on the esplanade. I tea and scones with me gay young blade. Then I'll knit a sweater while you write a letter. Unless we got better to do.
Anything you say.
Think how snug it'll be underneath our flannel when it's just you and me and the English Channel in our cozy retreat, kept all neat and tidy. We'll have chums over every Friday by the sea.
Anything you say.
Don't you love the weather by the sea? We'll go out together by the sea. Who's that there by the beautiful sea? Oh, I can see us now in our bathing dresses, you in a nice navy, and me stripes, perhaps. It'll be so quiet that who'll come by it except the seagull? Ooh, ooh. We shouldn't try it, though, till it's legal for two. But a seaside wedding could be devised, me rumpled bedding legitimized. Me eyelids will platter, I'll turn into butter the moment I mutter, I do. By the sea in our nest, we could share our kippers with the odd paying guest from the weekend trippers. Have a nice sunny suite for the guest to rest in now and then. You could do that guest in by the sea.
I found Joanna.
You have?
That monster of a judge has had her locked away in Fogg's asylum. Oh, Mr. Todd, she's in there with those screeching, gibbering maniacs.
A madhouse. A madhouse. Joanna is as good as rescued.
She is?
Where do you suppose all the wig makers of London go to obtain their human hair?
Where?
Bedlam. They get their hair from the lunatics at Bedlam. For the right amount, they'll sell you the hair off any madman's head. Come. We will write a letter arranging a visit and offering to this Mr. Fogg the highest price for hair of the exact shade of Joanna's, which I trust you know.
Yellow.
No, not exact enough. I must make you into a credible wig maker, and quickly. There's tawny, and there's golden saffron, there's flaxen, and there's blonde. Repeat that. Repeat that.
Yes, Mr. Todd.
Well?
There's tawny and there's golden saffron, there's flaxen and there's blonde.
Good. There's coarse and fine, there's straight and curly, there's gray, there's white, there's tan, there's pearly, there's red, yellow, there's
corn, yellow. Sweeney'd waited too long before, but never again he swore.
Fortune arrived, Sweeney had sang, Sweeney was ready and Sweeney sprang.
Sweeney's problems went up in smoke, all resolved the same.
Sweeney was sharp, Sweeney was burning, Sweeney began the engines turning.
Sweeney was sharp,
didn't wait, but Sweeney was
up,
Sweeney, 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 Sweeney.
blacks and rarer.
No, no, the
yes,
blacks
yes,
is
I know. Cheaper, not rarer.
Now off with you, off. But Anthony, listen to me once again. When you have rescued her, bring her back here. I shall guard her while you hire the chaise to Plymouth.
We'll be with you before the evening's out.
Good.
Thank you, Mr. Todd. Thank you.
Most Honorable Judge Turpin.
Most Honorable.
Honorable.
I venture thus to write you this.
Urgent. No, to warn you that the hot-blooded young sailor
has abducted your ward, Joanna.
Joanna.
Joanna. From the institution where you
so wisely
hoping
to earn your favor. I have persuaded the boy to lodge her here tonight at my tonsorial parlor in Fleet Street. If you want her again in your arms, hurry after the night falls.
She will be
and humble servant, Sweeney Todd.
You know, Mum, there's nothing I wouldn't do for you. If there was a monster, an ogre, or anything bad like that what was after you, I'd rip it apart with my bare fists, I would.
What a sweet child it is.
Even if it was just a man.
A man, dear?
A man. What was bad. And what might be luring you, all unbeknownst, into his evil deeds like.
Here, what is this? What are you talking about?
Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, no, sir, not while I'm around. Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care, I got ways.
Of course you do. What a sweet, affectionate child it is.
No one's gonna hurt you, no one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, whistle, I'll be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing. Not to worry, not to worry. I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it. Show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mum. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you. Like song.
Now let's stop all this foolish chatter and just sit here nice and quiet. Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around. Nothing's gonna harm you, Toby, not while I'm around.
Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays. I'll send them howling, I don't care.
Boys and their fancies, what will we think of
one's gonna dare. Others can desert you, not to worry, we'll still all be there. Demons will charm you with a smile for a while, but in time, nothing's gonna harm you. Not while I'm around.
Sweet Polly Plunkett lay in the grass, turned her eyes heavenward, sighing. I am a lass who, alas, loves a lad who, alas, has a lass in Canterbury. Tis a row-dow, diddle-dow day, tis a row-dow, diddle-dow dee.
Oh, Beadle Bamford, I didn't know you was a music lover too.
Well, when I saw this dear old songbook, I couldn't resist. Sweet Polly Plunkett saw her life pass, flew down the city road crying. I am a lass who, alas, loves a lad who, alas, has a lass, loves another lad who once I heard in Canterbury. Tis a row-dow, diddle-dow day, tis a row-dow, diddle-dow dee. Well, ma'am, I hope you have a few moments. You see, there's been complaints.
Complaints?
It's about the stink from your chimney. Just a routine inspection, of course. Ah, one of Mother's favorites. If one bell rings in our tower of Bray, ding dong, your true love will stay. Ding dong, one bell today in the tower of Bray. Ding dong. Anyway, ma'am, health regulations being my duty, I'm afraid I'll have to ask you to let me take a look.
At the bakehouse?
That's right, ma'am.
Oh, but it's locked, you see, and I don't have the key. Mr. Todd, he's got the key, and he's not here right now.
When will he be back?
Oh, I couldn't say, I'm sure.
Then we'll just have to wait for him, won't we? But if two bells ring in our tower of Bray, ding dong, ding dong, your true love will stray. Ding dong, ding dong, two bells today in the
tower of Bray. Ding dong, ding dong.
What's that?
Oh, that's just the lad what helps me with the pies.
But surely he's in the bakehouse then, isn't he?
Oh, yes, yes. Yes, of course. But you see, last week he ran off, and we found him 2 days later down by the embankment, half-starved, poor thing. So ever since then, we locks him in for his own security. Oh, do have a try at the third bell. It always touches my heart.
If three bells ring in our tower of Bray... Oh, since you're a fellow music lover, ma'am, why not raise your voice along with mine?
Oh, all right.
A ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Your love's gone away.
Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Three bells today in the Tower of Bray. Ding dong. Ding dong. Ding dong. If four bells ring,
how many bells are there?
12. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Since the end of the world, yes, in fire, fresh, dancing, stirring to the ground, and the whirring of giants.
Nothing's gonna harm you, darling.
Nothing to be afraid of, boy.
Not while I'm around.
Toby.
Demons are prowling everywhere nowadays.
Toby.
City on fire, rats in the streets, and the lunatics yelling at the moon. It's the end of the world, yes!
Get her, but watch it. She's a wicked one. She'll deceive you with her fancy gowns and her fancy airs and her mischief, mischief, devil's work.
My right arm. Now, wait for him here, and I'll return with the coach in less than half an hour.
They are after us still. What if they should trace us here? Oh, Anthony, please, let me come with you.
No, my darling, there is no safety for you on the street.
But dressed in these sailors' clothes, who is to know it is I?
No, the risk is too great.
Miss, look at me, look at me, miss. Oh, look at me, please. Oh, favor me with your glance. Miss, soon we'll be gone and sailing the seas and happily, happily wed in France.
And we'll sail the world and see its wonders from the pearls of Spain to the rubies of Tibet and then come home to London. Someday.
And I'll be back before those lips have time to lose that smile.
Sailor did not molest her. Thank heavens, too, she has seen the error of her ways.
She has.
Oh, yes, sir. Your lesson was well learned. She speaks only of you, longing for forgiveness.
And she shall have it. She'll be here soon, you say?
Shh! I think I hear her now.
Oh, excellent, my friend.
Is that her dainty footstep on the stair?
I hear nothing.
Yes, isn't that her shadow on the wall?
Where?
There. Primping, making herself even prettier than
even
usual,
prettier.
If possible.
Oh, pretty women.
Pretty women, yes.
Hey, quickly, sir, a splash of bay rum.
Sit, sir, sit.
Joanna, Joanna.
Pretty women.
Hurry, man.
Pretty women are one.
You're in merry mood again today,
pretty
Mr.
women.
Tom.
What we do for pretty women.
it is one meets a fellow spirit.
With fellow taste in women, at least.
What? What's that?
Oh, sir, no doubt the years have changed me. But then perhaps the face of a barber, the face of a prisoner in the dock is not particularly memorable.
Benjamin Barker!
Benjamin Barker! I say.
No, don't go nearer.
What's the matter with you, woman? It's only a silly old beggar. Oh, no! Oh, my God. Don't I know you, she said. She lived. From the moment I came into your shop, you knew my Lucy lived.
I was only thinking of you.
Lucy.
Your Lucy. A crazy hag, picking bones and rotten spuds out of alley ash cans. Would you have wanted to know that she ended up like that?
You lied to me.
No, not lied at all. No one ever lied. Said you did the boys and she did. Never said that she died. Poor thing, she lived but another week in the house. Was she for months, was just lie there in bed. Should have been in hospital, wound up in Bedlam instead. Poor thing, but he didn't think she was dead. Yes,
wonder eminently practical and yet appropriate as always. As you said repeatedly, there's little point in dwelling on the past.
Do
no,
you
come
mean
here,
I
my love.
I swear I thought was only
not
for
a
the
thing
best.
To fear,
you
my love.
Can
what's dead
still be
is dead.
Worried.
The history of the world, my pet.
Oh, Mr. Todd, leave it to me.
Is learn forgiveness and try to forget.
By the sea, Mr. Todd will be comfy cozy. By the sea, Mr. Todd, where there's no one knows him.
And life is for the alive, my dear. So let's keep living it. Just keep living it. Really living it. His reason and his life, and she was beautiful, and she was virtuous.
Patty cake, bake a man. Bake me a cake. No. No, bake me a pie. To delight my eye. And I will sigh if the crust be high.
Mr. Todd. Pat him. And prick him. And mark him with a B. And put him in the oven for baby and me.
Attend the tale of Sweeney Todd. His skin was pale and his eye was odd.
He shaved the faces of gentlemen who never thereafter were heard of again.
He trod a path that few have trod.
Dear Sweeney Todd,
the demon barber of Fleet Street.
He kept a shop in London town, of fancy clients and good renown.
And what if none of their souls were saved? They went to their maker impeccably shaved.
My Sweeney Todd,
the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Κάπως έτσι θα κλείσει και ο επίλογος του Sweeney Todd, του διαβολικού κουρέα της Οδού Φλίτ, όπως ερμηνεύτηκε το 1979 από το original Broadway cast, με κορυφαίους την Angela Lansbury και τον Len Carew. Όσο για τον Johnny Depp και την Έλενα Bonham Carter της επιτυχημένης κινηματογραφικής μεταφοράς του έργου το 2007, επιφυλασσόμαστε να αφιερώσουμε μια ξεχωριστή μελλοντική μας εκπομπή, αφού και εκεί έχουμε πολλά να πούμε και να ακούσουμε. Προς το παρόν, φίλες και φίλοι του Τρίτου, από το Λευτέρη Λιάκο που φρόντισε τον ήχο και το Γιάννη Θήλια που κράτησε το μικρόφωνο, στον Στίβεν Σόντχαιμ και σε εσάς, υπόκληση.
I'd waken, satisfied enough to dream you. Happily, I was mistaken, Joanna. I'll steal. That walls can hide you. Even now I'm at your window. I am in the dark beside you. Buried sweetly in your yellow hair. Pretty women, fascinating. Sipping coffee, dancing, pretty women, a wonder, pretty women, sitting in the window, standing on the stair, something in the women, silhouetted, stay within you, glancing, stay forever, breathing lightly, pretty women, blowing out their candles, combing out their I'm with you then, I'm with you then.